If you can't listen to all of Casey Kearns today, catch what you missed online in our audio archives. And we've got a podcast. Find us on iTunes.
People in the Kansas City area have very close ties to agriculture, whether they work on a farm now, or grew up on one and left, or their ancestors settled in the region to work the land. This summer, Harvest Public Media is exploring the farm heritage of people in our area in a series called My Farm Roots. Peggy Lowe is a reporter at Harvest Public Media. She stopped by Casey Kearns to tell us more about the series and introduce the very first piece. Thanks for joining us, Peggy.
Thank you.
Where did the idea for this series first come up?
You know, it kind of came up just in discussions with my boss, Donna Vestal, and our multimedia editor, Jeremy Bernfeld. Every time we're out, you know, in public talking about Harvest Public Media or meeting folks, they always say, we love to hear your stories because my grandma, you know, was on a farm. My grandfather had a farm. My mom and dad just left the farm. Or I spent my summers on a farm.
As you're reporting, I can imagine there's often a big backstory to a certain farmer that you talk to that doesn't make it into the story, which is about a certain issue.
Mm-hmm. That's true, too. You know, these people are representative of agriculture and of how the Midwest was populated, or how certain breeds of cattle became popular, or how, you know, corn acreage was multiplied over the years. They're always representative of a larger issue, but their little stories are what's the most interesting, you know, and they get to tell their stories in their own words.
Now, how have you found people to tell these stories?
Well, first, it was just word of mouth. For instance, the first one I did, I was out in Ashland, Kansas, and I was actually doing a story about hospitals. And I asked around and said, hey, we're doing this project called My Farm Roots, and we want to find interesting people. So we found someone out there in a senior citizens center. But we're also finding these stories through what I call my Harvest Network. And this is a public insight network. It's a crowdsourcing way that we are putting out queries and saying, hey, what are your farm roots? What are your connections to the land? You can file, you know, basically click on this link and file this report with us, and we can call you up and get them that way. But yeah, we're just all kind of, all the reporters right now are grabbing different stories as we're out there reporting.
Do you find that certain themes tend to come up in these stories?
Certainly family is a huge, it's a huge topic that continues to play over and over and over. You know, the family farm is exactly that. And people are very proud of their land, very proud of their heritage, and making their living off that land. So that's been a constant theme, and that's really beautiful. Also, just connection to the Midwest, which I think is also a really cool thing. You know, people on the coast don't really think that too many people live out here. And we really like hearing those stories. We think that they're really good stories. So those are a couple of themes that are coming up. Yeah.
And do you think that the new school generation of urban farmers share a similar connection to the land as the older school farmers who maybe have been farming for many generations in rural areas?
Here's what's interesting about this project, My Farm Roots. You know, Harvest Public Media covers agriculture, and so a lot of these are very hot-button issues, and they're very polarizing concepts versus, you know, organic, say, food versus traditionally raised food, that kind of thing. It becomes very political. In My Farm Roots, we're finding a common theme, and that is people who love the land and who love producing food and who love feeding people. So there is such a commonality between those two polarizing forces, the, you know, local organic and then the traditional conventional agriculture. And the reporters and I are just really enjoying that piece of it and finding some common ground among these two sides.
So we're going to kick off the series on Casey Kearns today with this story from Nan Gardner in Ashland, Kansas, which you mentioned. Can you set it up for us?
Absolutely. So this is just a great story. So I'm out in Ashland, Kansas doing this story about this small healthcare center. And Ashland, Kansas, for all of you here in Kansas City, it is a 7-hour drive one way. So I was out there.
And close to Colorado, huh?
Almost to Colorado and Oklahoma, yeah. So I asked around and someone suggested Nan. Her husband is in the senior center there. And he is basically suffering with the onset of Alzheimer's. And so Nan still lives out on their ranch. So the Gardner family is legendary in Southwest Kansas. They basically championed the Angus breed back in the 20s when everybody was still into the Hereford brand. So Nan tells some great stories, and you'll be hearing it now, about how she came in 1955. She went to the drugstore. She was actually a local teacher, and she met the love of her life at the drugstore, and she got in with the Gardner family. She married Henry, and then they started this huge sort of dynasty of Angus breeding.
Well, let's hear that.
My name is Nan Gardner, and I came here in 1955 to teach school, and I met my husband in the drugstore about a year later when he came back from the service, and I've lived here ever since. Dad bought 2 Angus bulls, and he put them on Shorthorn cows, and then from then on he was in the Angus business, and I think that was in 1934. This was Hereford country, and everybody had Herefords, and he thought that Angus would be the coming thing, and he liked to be different, and he marched to a little different tune. Henry went to school right after we were first married and learned how to artificial inseminate. It's changed a lot since then, but at that time, they mixed the semen right in my kitchen with egg yolk and whatnot, and then they went out and did it fresh. It was pretty nasty. Since 1964, we've done totally either embryo transfer or artificial insemination. Of course, now we have a technician that comes out once a month and they collect embryos, and it's quite a scientific, they do over 2,000 transfers of embryos. I came down to Ashland because that was one of 2 programs that offered the piano program, and that's what I really wanted to teach. And I loved this country, and it was beautiful, and of course it was 2 hours from home, and I fell in love with the country, and so I never did go. I was offered the opportunity to teach here, and so I came and taught those 2 years. We built a home out on the ranch, and it was in the middle of a wheat field, and there wasn't a blade of grass, there wasn't one tree, and of course now there's a huge tree belt. But that first summer we never pulled a weed because the wind blew just like it does today, and the sand blew, and I know that the day after he drilled the grass seed, why, most of it blew into Oklahoma, so we just didn't pull anything that summer. And then our 2 older sons particularly talk about when they were little boys about having to hoe the tree belts and water the trees and get them established. And, oh, what a pain it was. But they make a big story out of it. And I've lived here 54 years. This is my home, and I love it. And I think it's a very unique place.
Is there anything that strikes you about Nan Gardner's story?
What I love about Nan Gardner's story is that very rarely do we hear about pioneer women. You know what I mean? And about, she is Mrs. Gardner, but she was very much a part of that operation and very much a part of that dynasty. And they now have, you know, 3 sons, 9 grandkids, and she's really keeping the family flag rolling. And so it's a fascinating story. She's obviously a very strong woman, and it was a real pleasure to meet her.
And is Angus now a big thing in Kansas?
It's a big thing everywhere. I mean, now even you can go by Burger King and see, you know, Angus burgers. It's considered the best meat for eating. And so her family was really You know, they saw that coming years and years ago. And now internationally, their breed is very popular. They actually publish catalogs, and people come to Ashland, Kansas from all over the world to get the Gardner seed.
Well, Peggy Lowe is a reporter for Harvest Public Media. Thanks for joining us.
My pleasure.
Harvest Public Media is an agricultural reporting service based at KCUR in collaboration with other public media stations across the Midwest. We'll be airing My Farm Route stories on KC Currents over the next 8 weeks. You can also hear them Wednesdays on Morning Edition. To find out how to share your own story, visit harvestpublicmedia.org/myfarmroutes.
After the break, take a ride on one of Kansas City's new rental bicycles. Plus, with the All-Star Games generating more tourist traffic, locals share what they think visitors should take away from their time in Kansas City. This is Casey Currents.